The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Sinead O'Carroll, editor of thejournal.ie, is watching the Olympics avidly and talking to us each day about what she has seen. And just before we get to the lads and our fantastic gold in Tokyo, it is really disappointing for Sunita Paspoor that she finished fifth in her semi-final, because I think everyone expected her to come through and to be challenging for a medal herself. Do we know what went wrong for her?
Yeah, it was really devastating to see. I think we just know from the very start that she didn't start well. We've heard from her rowing Ireland, the head performance, the head coach of the high performance, and he was just gutted. He said he had tears for the boys and tears for her. This was her third shot at the Olympics. You know, she was our only boat that qualified in 2012. And, you know, she really, you know, she is really kind of the name that people say, you know, is synonymous with getting rowing back into the Olympics for Ireland. And it was just terrible to see. You know, she's 39. She's not going to have another go around. And a lot of people have talked of this 5-year cycle was just 1 year too long for her. If it was this time last year, we could be talking about something very different. But there was really high expectations. It just shows you the highs and lows. You know, we went from the expectation of getting gold and getting it, and the expectation of her, you know, easing into a final, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, because there's been a number of cases of COVID at the Olympics which have knocked out medal contenders who simply won't be allowed to compete. And this is something that perhaps is overlooked, that the human body being what it is, if it's not COVID, other illnesses and things happen, and a highly tuned athlete can be preparing for years and suddenly at just the wrong time they find that they're not well enough to perform to their optimum.
Yeah, and like we've had examples of that. Sonia O'Sullivan, you know, Paula Radcliffe for the British team over the years. You know, we have seen really high-profile people fall to that. And even Simone Biles, like, you know, she's not talking about physical health, but she's talking about mental health and mental blocks that are, you know, affecting her physical performance. So it's definitely something I think, you know, you can't just expect people to be at their optimum at the exact time that they need to be at their optimum, and that makes a big difference when we've turned this from a 4-year cycle into a 5-year cycle.
I wonder how many people feared last night, as Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy were battling with the Germans, that they might have given their best in the semi-final when they actually got the world record, and that they might have peaked a little bit too early.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would have felt that, except for George Hamilton's very calm commentary on RTE. I think he always thought that it was in the bag, and everyone else was saying, I don't know about this. Obviously, the lads were cool, calm and collected about it all, knew that they had it as well, which I think makes it all the more impressive that there was no kind of thinking, oh, this is an Olympic final, like, let's go earlier, or let's, you know, kind of getting that overhyped thing that, you know, happens in rowing, that, you know, you go first and you end up fourth. And that happened to the British team today, you know. So I think it does make it all the more impressive that they were just very controlled. They knew they had it. And for those of us who don't watch rowing all the time and don't know that, I was interested afterwards to see the Germans celebrate their silver as much as they did, because we thought that they had run the Irish close. But in their head, I don't think that they were ever competing for a gold. They were delighted with their silver, because Paul and Fintan are just known in the rowing world as being so far ahead of everybody.
Now, since the creation of the state, and I say that deliberately because I'm not going back into all of the medalists who won, Irish athletes who won for other countries before the formation of the state, but we've had very few gold medalists. We've had now with Fintan McCarthy and Paula Donovan following the footsteps of Pat O'Callaghan, Bob Tisdall, Ronnie Delaney, Michael Cruth and Katie Taylor. And a lot of people leave out Michelle Smith de Bruin, because of the controversy that's followed her since she was banned from the sport a couple of years after her 4 medals, 3 of them gold, in the 1996 Olympics. And yet she's put herself back centre stage today by issuing a statement congratulating Fintan McCarthy and Paula Donovan. Tell us a little bit about that statement.
Yeah, I think she has always been vocal that her Olympic medals count, that she is an Olympic gold medalist, she's an Olympic champion. And I think it's always an interesting one, because we all know the story since then. And I think even at the time in 1996, there was a lot of commentary. People might remember the American swimmers being interviewed and, you know, being very angry about what was happening in the pool in 1996. So for the Irish public, I think it's very understandable that, you know, we don't think of them in the same way as we think of Katie Taylor's gold or Ronnie Delaney's gold or Michael Carew's gold.
Although Sinead, I think it has to be said, and her medals were never taken from her. She is still in the record books as the winner, and she was never disqualified.
Yeah, and that's why she always comes out with statements like this, and I think that's absolutely her right and it's absolutely fair enough, but it's just because of what has happened since. I think it has changed the public's perception of what those medals mean to Ireland. And I think that's also fair enough, because we're not saying that the medals have changed. The medals obviously still stand. They are absolutely hers. She is an Olympic champion, but she can't really tell the Irish public how to feel about those medals, and I think that's probably the narrative that she's trying to make sure that, you know, those medals are still mine. I earned them. They belong to me.
Now, I mentioned the sailing during the bulletin with Stephen Doyle, because there is a situation with Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove that they may not get to the medal race because they have dropped down the ratings from 7th, as he reported, to 13th because of a controversy involving the weight of a piece of equipment. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's really terrible news for the team who've been doing so well. People will remember that we said that they had won their first race, which was an amazing achievement and set them up really well for the 11 races and hopefully getting into the medal race. It seems one of their harness that they had on their boat was too heavy. Everything gets weighed and measured to the millimetre and to the kilo and to the kilogram in sailing, even the sailors' clothes. And the technical committee protested that one of their items, the harness, was too heavy. It happened to their team and the Brazilian team, so they don't get to race these two races, which will mean they'll obviously drop down. It'll be much, much more difficult. Some of the sailing experts said it'll be very difficult for them to get to that medal race now, even though they were, as you said, 7th and really in contention of getting to that medal race. So it's a devastating thing to happen. Don't know quite yet how it has happened, or who was responsible for the harness and how it had managed to be overweight on this one day after sailing for the last few days.
Now, Annalise Murphy, she still has an enormous amount to do, though, hasn't she, if she's going to make the medal race?
Yeah, she'll have to have two big races. But, you know, Annalise is so experienced. I spent a lot of time out with Annalise's team in Rio, and, you know, they know how to do the Olympics. She was very disappointed with the first day. You know, she had come first in the first races in London and in Rio. So to come down in the 30th was very, very different for her. So she's kind of having an opposite Olympics. To come first and second in one day is a really brilliant achievement. She said she had loads of fun. She enjoyed the wind. If the conditions are similar tomorrow and she's going in with that confidence, I wouldn't rule her out. You know, two results in the two races isn't beyond her. You know, she's Olympian silver medalist. Like, so it is possible that it would be tough and it would be a surprise, I think, but I wouldn't rule it out completely.
And briefly, Sinead, the athletics starts in the small hours of the morning. Who were our main medal candidates in the athletics? Would it be Thomas Barr, who's going to run in the 400 metres hurdles?
Yeah, we don't have huge medal hopes on the track, because Thomas Barr, obviously people will remember, came fourth in Rio. He is absolutely a championship runner and he runs at his best in these big, big, big events. But the field in the 400 metre hurdles is really, really strong, and there are three people ahead of him that generally will always be ahead of him. But again, if he makes finals, you never know what will happen. He's probably our biggest hope. But the other people that are hoping for finals, which is a massive deal, kind of what we talked about with the swimming earlier in the week, you know, making a final, a top 8 or 12 or 15 people out of the breadth of competition from across the world is amazing. So people like Ciara McGeehan, we would be hoping for a final out of, and then hoping for big performances and strong PBs from people like Phil Healy. The one thing that we should be watching out for is the mixed 4x400 relay, because they're already in the top 16. And you know, with relays, they're precarious. Batons get dropped by the best teams. So if you make, you know, you're in the top 16, you make it through the first round and you're in the final, anything can happen. So they're one to keep an eye on. Thomas Barr ran for them in the qualifiers, isn't running now because there's a clash between his event and the relay. But that only shaves about half a second off their time.
Sinead O'Carroll, editor of thejournal.ie, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.